you've got to do something new to be on the edge, on the edge, on the tightrope again. There's life beyond the comfort. Every day I feel like it's going to fail, and I was alive. We live in a culture that is a selfie culture, and you better turn it into a service culture. You better go, who needs me now?
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I came up with this crazy idea. This crazy, simple phrase in my life. The next level. You know what most people are focused on? Avoiding pain and running away from fear. But there are people who become ultra-successful people who ask the question, what's the next level for me? What's the next level for you and your family? What is it? What's your next level for health? What's the next level financially? Not because you have to strive for endless means where you're never satisfied. No, you can strive satisfied. You can be completely content and happy and joyous and grateful for God for today's blessings and still work tomorrow hard to build more into his future vision or your future vision for you. There's more potential in you. That next level, there's something there for you. Stop spending the day complaining about what's here. And start thinking about what can be there for you when you grow into it. What could be there for you? I'd written that first book, Life's Golden Ticket, and I'd done those little events and those little seminars. I thought, you know what? I'm gonna go big. I'm gonna do something no one's ever done before. I didn't know how. I said, you know what I'm gonna do? Life's Golden Ticket, it's a parable. It takes place in an amusement park, the book does. And there's a character who goes to the amusement park and has these magical experiences with these different carnies and people at the amusement park who reveal to him why he can't love and why he can't have success in life. He learns that he doesn't know how to love or have success in his life through all these different metaphors at the amusement park. I said, honey, we're gonna bring it to life. She says, what do you mean? I said, I'm going to rent the Ringling Brothers circus tent. And we're gonna get these characters and we're gonna get people in there and we're gonna act out life's golden ticket. We're gonna bring the book to life. She's like, you're gonna get a tent? I'm like, a tent? My friends are like, how are you gonna afford a tent? I go, I don't know, but I'm gonna get a tent. So I contact Ringling Brothers and I said, I would like to partner with you to get your tent and to bring people there. And we're gonna do kind of like a revival, but more of like a self-improvement thing. But I need all your, you know, I need your strong men and I need some, you know, people from High Wires and stuff. And they're like, who are you? Can you afford to do a buyout of our tent? I go, oh, absolutely not. But could we do something? They're like, who are you? See, the whole world's like, who are you? You're so scared they're gonna say, who are you? You're terrified. You're gonna come up with this idea and someone's gonna go, who do you think you are? Everyone at every level, at all of your next levels, your next level of income, they're gonna go, who do you think you are? Your next level of work and promotion, who do you think you are? Everyone is always going to ask that, so you better know who you are. So, everyone says no. I can't get any, I try to rent a wedding tent and they make fun of me, let alone a circus tent. And then one day I'm driving down near Long Beach, California, and I look off on the exit ramp and there's a tent, a red and a white tent, just like in my book. Oh my God, I hit the brakes. I go reverse on the interstate. No one said I was smart. I take the exit, I drive down, I literally get out, I run up to the gate. I'm like, can I talk to who owns this? They're like, would you like to buy a ticket? I'm like, no, who owns this? You mean the owner of yeah, well, he's in that thing over there. I said, I gotta talk to him. She goes, you gotta buy a ticket first. And I had no money. I said, well, I don't have any money. She's like, well, what do you want? I said, well, I wanna rent the, She's like, well, it's $8 to come in. I go, I was driving around. I didn't have my wallet with me. I didn't have any money. She goes, I don't know. I said, I'll wait all day if I could just get 5 minutes with him. Please, please, please. And I stood out there for 4 hours in the sun. 4 hours. 4 hours. Finally, I think he came over just because he felt sad for me. I mean, he came over and he says, all right, what? Someone says, you want to rent the tent? I said, yes. So I tell him about this book that I've written. I want to bring it to life. And could we do something? And he says, well, how would we do something? I said, I don't know. Just like, maybe I'll help you fill it. We'll fill it for the weekend. We'll split the proceeds. He's like, well, I usually do it and I make all the proceeds. Right. How about you have all the proceeds up to what you normally make and anything above that, I can have. He's like, how about no? Well, how about we split it. How about we get this much what we usually make, and then anything extra we'll split. Yes, let's do that. And this is the life's golden ticket, 10. Now here's what I wanna tell you to do. Believe beyond your capabilities. I didn't know how to write a book, but I wrote 6 of them. I didn't know how to do videos, but my videos have been viewed now over 1 billion times. I didn't know how to shoot an online course. I've got 30 online courses that all earn over $1 million. I didn't know how to sit down and talk with Oprah or 2 US presidents. I didn't know how to coach Fortune 500 fancy people or people on covers of magazines. And back then, I didn't know how to do an event in a tent outside. But knowing how should never be the obstacle. When you know who, when you know what, you will find the how. You got to tap into what is true for you at this next level. What do you want now? What do you desire? What's the dream? Who are you now at this stage of your life? Not when you were in your 20s or 30s or that first marriage or that last house. Who are you now? Who you are now is someone who wants to feel the day and express themselves again and come back to life, to bring joy and love to this world. That's who you are now, even if you can't hear it from me because you think I'm just mouthing out at you. No, you, who you are, I know there's more capability in you than you know because I spend my career doing this. I've watched millions of people take our courses and change their lives who never thought they could. Most of them only bought just out of curiosity. Is the kid really that good? Let me see. I'll refund it in 30 days. Okay. You come to life when you stretch yourself and you push yourself. I even got Denise on board of this thing. We were a couple months married and I convinced her to come down. I'm like, honey, I'm gonna act out the tunnel of love from the book. Now, there's a reason Denise doesn't come to my events. She's the introvert of the family. She doesn't want any of this. Like bringing her on stage is terrible. I said, honey, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put you in a rowboat and we're gonna push you out in the rowboat in front of everybody. And we'll hit you with a can light. We'll play this John Mayer song and I'll come out and we'll make out. What do you think? Oh my gosh. I get my parents to come and volunteer. And there, my parents are there, and we're just all believing it's gonna turn out fine. We have no idea how to do it. My parents are you know, checking people in. My dad's carrying boxes, and he's down there at 5 a.m. giving everyone coffee. It's like it's a true family event, and it is terrifying every single day. First night of the event, I feel, oh my God, we pulled it off. Thank God the first night, and it's a 3-day event. First night. Well, overnight, we've never done an event before, and we leave all the gear in the tent, and a tent, you know, gathers moisture over the grass, and then dripped down all over the technology, ruined all of our sound and our video the first night. By the mid-second morning, the fire marshal comes over and says, hey, because he sees the big tent, thinks there's money, comes over and says, hey, I walked around here and, you know, your extension cord isn't 6 inches from the thing over here. That's a $500 fine. And then by afternoon, he comes back with another city guy and says, hey, you know, you only have 2 air conditioning units out here. You need to have 3. Otherwise, we're going to shut you down by the end of lunch. I go to the guy, I go, how much to get another air conditioning unit here? We have to have it by the time people come back from lunch. And he says, oh, my God. We need another air conditioning unit. We've never needed another air conditioning unit. They're shaking you down. I go, I don't know what to do. Another air conditioning unit for that tent was $40,000 for the next 2 days. I have no money. I have to go and ask family and friends and other people to help me coordinate and find somebody who will give us an air conditioning unit, which they do for $15,000. We had to borrow the money just to get the thing to go on. And we're trying to pull it through. And I've got speakers coming. John Grave, who wrote Minerva from Mars, Wind from Venus. Marianne Williamson, she's coming to speak. I got big names coming to speak at this thing because there's a tent. And this kid, this nobody in the industry who no one knows, he's got a tent. And they got, and people are there and they're showing up. And he's great. No one's ever done that before. You got to come down here. So they're coming. And I'm just putting on a smile. Okay, here we go. This is going to be great. Every day I feel like it's going to fail. And I was alive. You know what I'm saying? It was such a blessing having mom and dad there, you know. I remember it was the scariest event I'd ever done. It was the beginning of my career. It's what made my reputation. The best-selling book, the courses, but this. The speakers in our industry said, whoa, he did what? I mean, I did this crazy thing. The whole audience knew I'm terrified of heights at this point. And I knew they had a high wire and they had a trapezist, you know, with the person, they swing on the ropes and they jump and they land on the other side or they fall into the net. And they had this wire, and it was, I think it was 50 feet in the air. So it's up that high, the ceiling. And for some crazy reason, on the final night, I tell the audience, if you guys rock it out with me, if we just change and everything, I will go up on the wire. And everyone's like, and everyone jumps and it's like they want to see me die. I'm like, they get so fired up. Now I've said it. I have to commit to it. Oh my gosh. So we take a 20-minute break. I go back with the team. I'm like, how do I do this? And the dude, first thing guy goes, the guy who ran the Mexican National Circus says to his son, go get the helmet. So they go get this helmet and they come back and the first thing goes, you're gonna have to wear the helmet. I'm like, oh, this is already looking bad, man. They give me the helmet, they connect me up. I when I climbed that rigging to get up there, my hands were sweating like you'd be in a sauna. And I'm mortified. And I get up there and I look out, and I mean, when you're 50 feet and this thing, I don't know how long it was, but maybe, you know, definitely something like this. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, have you ever been so scared you can't even breathe and you know you can't breathe in the very moment you're so scared? Like, I can't breathe, so you almost start hyperventilating. And I'm standing there, and I'm like, oh my God, but I have to do this. These people have come to, you know, I'm saying change is possible. All I have to do is take this step on this wire. These people have come here for this. I stood there for 15 minutes. I couldn't do it. 15 minutes. I'm just standing there. I'm just looking. They think something else is going on. The guys are playing music. It looks like everyone's getting ready. Oh no, I just frozen. I was frozen. And I just kept thinking how scared I was. And then I remembered, I'm scared. Somebody to fight for. Someone to fight for. If you can't get over your shit, you better find somebody or something to fight for. You better take your focus off your stuff that you got from your school, from your high school, from your building, from your house, from them, those things you haven't forget, that shame, and you better take your eyes off of yourself. We live in a culture that is a selfie culture, and you better turn it into a service culture. You better go, who needs me now? I was like, these people, they are clapping. They have come to see this. My family is down there. I got to pay for that $15,000 stupid thing. You know what? Here we go. And I just took this step. And it shook. I pulled it back. Shook. And I was like, well, this is just stupid. This is just not. I said, well, either way, I'm going to fall. Either way, I'm going to fall. Might as well make it fun. I'm just gonna sprint. I remember, I love this picture. The woman on the right is one of my best friend's moms. She's so terrified. Notice, everyone is looking up. She won't even look up. She knows I'm gonna die. She knows it's over. And I go, bam, and I fall off the thing, and the cable catches me, and I bounce into the thing, and I get up, and everyone's like, yeah! And the audience went ape crazy. Never in my life have I had anywhere. I've spoken all over the world, biggest arenas. I've never had an audience. I don't know how, there's a couple hundred people. Never had an ovation like that in my life. They went crazy, and I was like, oh, okay. And I didn't think about me. I was like, they needed that for them. You need to see someone put themselves out there in a new way. And in your head go, how do I put myself out there in a new way? I asked you at the beginning, you got to reinvent. You got to find a new way to do things in a different way, in a different format, even if it's awkward, even if it's weird, even if you don't know how it's going to go, even if you don't have the script or the outline, you got to do something new to be on the edge, on the edge, on the tightrope again. There's life beyond the comfort zone. You got to find that again. We have so many people living in their boring lives and they complain about someone else. It's like, no, put yourself out there. Stretch. Have that ambition that is beyond your capabilities. If your only goals are what you already know how to do, that's not a goal. If the only goals you have are things you already know how to do, that's not a goal. That's a task. It's a checklist item. A real goal, a real dream, you don't know how you're going to manifest that. You don't know how you're going to build it. And when other people see you do, it is a difference maker. My whole family there. This is one of my favorite pictures of my entire life. It's at the end of the show.
Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio. So can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people.
And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.